Mal and Joe are on the go, and this is part two of a discussion. We're taking you up to Quebec City for Carnival, which will be held just before the...
Just before Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, the
19th. It ends on Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, the 19th every of February. Year. Right. So, let's see. We took you to the Regency Ball. We took you tobogganing behind the Chateau Frontenac. We took you to the beautiful parade. It's like the Tournament of Roses parade, only at night in cold weather, but with floats and everything.
Many flaming torches and lots of lights.
Yeah, the feeling of the night parade, emphasis on light rather than...
flowers.
And then it gets to be Sunday morning, and this is the day of the canoe race across the St. Lawrence River. It goes from right beneath the Chateau Frontenac all the way across the river to the little town of Levis and all the way back. And at this time of the year, the St. Lawrence is a rapid-moving body of very cold black water filled with ice floes and chunks that are constantly moving up and grinding over each other, and so it becomes a tremendous physical feat for the men in these metal boats to row the boats to a spot where they can pull the boat up on the ice, pull it across the ice to open water, back into the water, row like mad, all the way across the river with the current sweeping them along, and then all the way back. I jumped ahead of the story a little bit. I wanted folks to know what it was about.
Yes, well, we might as well carry on from there. They call them canoes, but as you said, they are heavy metal boats. But they do paddle them like a canoe. They paddle on alternate sides, and they're, what, five-man teams, I think. And they have both amateur and professional teams. There are actually men who make their living at this. I mean, they're hired to do it by the different companies. The Borden sponsors one, and all the different companies that are in Quebec City sponsor these teams, and the prizes are quite good. It's a terribly cold and chilly thing, but it's great fun to go out on the ferry boat and watch it from out in the middle of the river, because of course on shore you see such a little bit of the action. You may see the finish, but you don't see the excitement. So it's great fun to be out on the ferry, and on the ferry they have accordions and much folk dancing, and this is all just to keep the viewers warm. We had a very lucky break in that we went to church on Sunday morning before the canoe race and found ourselves at Mass with all of the canoe teams who had come to that particular little church. Do you remember the name of it?
I've lost it.
Our Lady of Victory or something like that.
And that's it. Our Lady of Victory is right at the bottom of the block.
Tiny church, and it's a very old church, hundreds of years old, one of the oldest in this country. And there were all of the teams, but the most impressive thing to me was that Carnival himself, the snowman, and he is always at Carnival at all the functions, was there too and sat right in the middle of the aisle in his snowman suit. And it was great fun to have him. The queen and her court were also there, and everyone takes part in these things. After the canoe race, we went to a tiny little tavern.
A French-Canadian tavern, and everybody was in there afterwards warming up and singing.
Singing, yes, and they had their guitars and their harmonicas, and it was such fun just to listen to them. And their favorite songs were things like things that Bing Crosby had done.
Yeah, but most of it all was done in French. Again, there is a great nationalistic feeling in Quebec City, and this is in the restaurants, too. They really want you to wrestle along with the language, and as long as you do that, you do very well, and you can always pantomime your way through. On Monday, you had an idea.
No, go ahead.
On Monday, out at one of the spots in the Laurentians, only 10 miles outside of Quebec City, is Lake Lac Beauport. And they have a ski race, a flare-type race down the mountain, and every skier from near and far comes and carries a torch. So it's the big torchlight skiers thing. Again, one of the things that they do in observance of Carnival, and it's beautiful to watch with the hundreds of skiers all slaloming down the mountain with their torches.
And on Tuesday night at midnight, when Shrove Tuesday ends and we go into Lent, Carnival himself gets on a ferry boat and disappeared, just as he had arrived at the beginning of the month. And so they have completed this cycle. Now, we should say that if you're at all interested in getting there, you should call probably Canadian Tourist Bureau right away and see if there's a possible chance of getting a reservation, because the hotels do get their reservations very early, and even the private homes fill up rather quickly. But it's the most exciting thing to do if you just don't mind having your feet cold, and if you don't mind sort of wrapping up in clothes for a party.
This is one of the best parties you'll ever attend, because the whole city, all the people from near and far, just throw themselves into it, and they can't do enough for you, and there's dancing in the street, and everybody joins in, and it's just a ball. It's Carnival, Quebec City.
And there are as many good French restaurants in Quebec City, I am willing to bet, as there are in New York City.
We didn't even get around to Crepe Suzette.
Oh, beautiful.
Try it one of these years when you're looking for something special to do. Mal and Joe on the go, and I'm just dying to go right now.
Let's go.
Goodbye.